So Muftach Ani Bazaar Shemar Rav Yisrael. V'hoi Yami Morat Amat Shehar Rav Yisrael. What was the Simon Muvach over here? What was the telltale sign that the guy was going to be a Mara Harav Yisrael? So apparently, I don't know, whoever the Talmud was, be it Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, be it Rabbi Yochanan. So if you just say that he knew one halacha more than his chaver, he knew one halacha more than the guy next to him. So that's such a clear indication that he was going to be a Mara Harav Yisrael. He was one line ahead of him in Shas. So because of that, it was such a simon muvhak that he was destined to be a Mara Harav Yisrael, because he already had learned that halacha of Lashon Tzara or Lashon Nekiyah, depending upon which the Pshatim and the Rishonim you say, and the other one didn't have it. So I don't know if that's Shvet. Oh, it sounds like the pshat is like this. We'll say it with the pshat that he was praising the one who said, Ein Moskin Betar, but it doesn't make a difference. You can adjust it to either pshat. It doesn't make a difference. So it could be that neither one had ever been taught the halacha. Neither of the Talmidim, he knew they were both sitting and learning, and he knew that they hadn't come to that halacha. He had never told them such a halacha. So neither one had ever been taught, again, either the din of Lashon Nekiyah or the din of Lashon Ketzah. Neither one had ever been taught. Nevertheless, the one who had a sense, based on the Torah he had learned, he was refined enough, and he had the intuition to realize that when you talk the Lashon Nekiyah, when you talk the Lashon Ketzara, so he saw that he wasn't stam learning intellectually, but he saw that the fact that he was mechaven to this din on his own, the fact that he had a sense for it, so it showed a certain refinement of character that meant that he was destined for godless. If it were just the fact that he knew one halacha more than the other guy, it wouldn't be such a simon mufak. But if it meant that his entire learning, no, they never learned this halacha. But he had a sense for how a Talmud Chacham should behave, how a Talmud Chacham should speak. So he had a certain sense for what Torah was about. He had a certain understanding for Torah. So that, he thought, was a clear sign that he was going to be a Mara Harav Yisrael. Taka lahoy yamimot ma'chehor Harav Yisrael.